all of this and more. God not only gave, but is giving me, and will continue to give, if we let Him, into the endless century of eternity. This is one history that had a beginning that will never end. Having said that, we have one important feature of this meditation left. The obligation of my responsive love for God. If God, since God, has been so loving to me, how should I in return be loving Him? The answer is too obvious. In the same way, now we know God is infinite, and I most certainly am not. God is wealthy. What a cheap word. And I am poor. What an understatement. After all, He is God, and I am only me. We are dealing with mystery. We are scraping on granite. None of us fully understands. Well, this perhaps is the most mysterious part of the mystery of love. He doesn't have to understand. What can we give God? What sense does a question like that make? If all we've got is His, what then is still mine? And if it isn't mine, how can I give it? But if we don't understand, God does. He knows perfectly well that everything we have, even the power of loving Him, is already His prior gift to us. No matter. Like a loving parent, that He is very pleased with a gift that child presents, bought with money a parent gave. God is pleased, immensely pleased, with our desire. Ah, that's the word. Our willingness to return His gift to Him, to give back to the Lord what the Lord has first given to us. We know, and God knows, this is not make-believe. Oh no. It is real. very real indeed. And you know what makes it so real? The fact that we can refuse to do it. If we need any evidence of the fact that it is in our power to return love for love, if we need the evidence, we have it in the fact that we can withhold this willingness. We can be glutted on God's gifts, intoxicated with His goodness, and then laugh at Him for having been so generous. This, after all, is all we can do to be ready to give back to God what His love has bestowed on us. This is all we can do. This is all God wants us to do. But this is what God wants us to do. This is no option. This is the obligation to love. It is this return to God, the willingness, the readiness of what He has given to us, that synthesizes our whole life on earth as lovers of God. So I close with a Suscite of St. Ignatius, which the Church for generations has encouraged her priests to recite every day after they've offered Mass. And I recommend that all of you, and in fact that every Catholic, first memorize this prayer and recite it daily as an act of the responsive love for God. Take, O Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and all my will, whatsoever I have and possess. You have given all these things to me. To you, O Lord, I restore them. All are yours. Dispose of them all according to your will. Give me your love and your grace. This is enough for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What our Savior told Simon, son of John, when he first met him, saying, "Your name is now Simon, you will be called Cephas," that is Peter, gives us the foundation for the Catholic Church on earth. Because it is in Peter, whose name as we know, meaning rock, in Peter, that the Church has her soundness, her security, and her assurance of possessing the Word of God. Never, perhaps, certainly in modern memory, I don't believe in the Church's history, has the Holy See, the See of Peter, been more assailed, and not only by the Church's avowed enemies, but even by so many of her own sons and daughters. What we believe when we believe that the See of Peter is the See of Christ is that what that See teaches is the truth. As with so many figures of speech in Revelation, and Revelation is filled with symbolic language. Hear the word rock, Peter. We are liable to live with these symbols, be perhaps inspired by their poetry, and not realize the profound depth that God reveals in symbolic language. As a matter of fact, it's the only kind of language that God can use with us. Man has been defined as symbolic animal. We live on symbols. What does this symbol mean? Rock. Does it mean something physically solid? What does it mean? Evidently, it means firmness, assurance, security. But behind that, why are we sure? What's our basis of security? The basis of our security is that we have the truth. It is only truth that gives conviction. Only truth that gives us certainty. It is because we are sure we have the truth that we can be so sure of our purpose in life, where we are going, and when all the rest of the world may be floundering and wandering, we can be secure. Where finally are we sure that we have the truth? With a babel of voices all around us, it is finally and ultimately and scandalously in what one human being teaches, what faith that takes. Because we believe behind that human being is the Son of God, who the first time he met him, told him, "Oh, you're Simon now, and we know how, what shall I say, how Simonish Simon was, how feeble, how unfaithful." But once he had been tested and humiliated, and Christ finally gave him the primacy, he became, and he has in his successors remained, the rock of security for everyone who believes that that single human being has behind him the protection of God, protection from error. How we need in these bewildered times to remind ourselves that we are standing on a rock, that we don't have to fear, provided, but no easy proviso this, provided we simply and humbly believe that Jesus, who is God in human form, has conferred on one human being what we call the primacy, the firstness in security of teaching the truth. I have prayed for you, Christ told Peter, so that your faith may be firm. And once you are confirmed in the faith, we'll strengthen your brethren. For this we thank God. Let's pray that our faith in the Petrine primacy may remain strong, and especially among bishops and priests, that their faith in the See of Peter may remain constant, because it's especially on the bishops and the priests' loyalty to the See of Peter that the faith of the rest of the Christian world depends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.